right, guys, we are back with day 5 of Unkeeping, Unmasking, and Unhiding. You are listening to Cheryl and Natty with the Shades of Strong podcast, where we are working diligently to dismantle the myths and the stereotypes of the strong Black woman by creating safe, sacred spaces for her to uncape, unmask, and unhide so that she can be whatever shade or strong that feels right for her. And like I said, we are back with day 5. In day 4, we talked about some of the causes or the culprits of people pleasing. In day 5, we are going to talk about how some of those things show up in our lives, like how some of the culprits manifest in our day-to-day living. And Natty is leading today's episode. So go, Natty. Go, Natty. Go, Natty.
Watch me go. Okay. Well, you can't really watch anything because this is a podcast. Never mind. That was silly. But so how does it manifest in our lives? And if you've listened to any of our episodes, which a lot of you I know have, you know that we like to just jump into examples. So I'm just going to jump into examples. And I always like to use myself as an example. So the way all of this has manifested in my life, because I also identify with Olivia Pope. Like, I took the quiz that we had on the website and it said, hey, you're Olivia Pope. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Oh, wait, that means all of this? Okay, wait. It has manifested in my life is through extreme depression and anxiety. Anxiety over what? Well, anxiety over performance. Like, hey, if I don't do this right, or if I don't give this person or these people what they want, then it's going to mean trouble for me. And that has led to many a sleepless night. It has led to a lot of nervous habits, that some of which I still employ, unfortunately. It has led to a lot of getting in my head and overthinking a thing, getting fixated on scenarios and what ifs and hypotheticals. I think all of that classifies as different types of anxiety. And that's how it's manifested in my life. And it's also manifested in my life through extreme depression. And I have battled that on and off since I was a small child. And depression isn't always just, hey, I'm just really sad. I think that's what everyone thinks, because that's like the stereotypical depression, right? You're just really, really sad and you don't know why. And that's why everyone's like, hey, go get some vitamin D, step outside, do some exercise, do all these things, and you won't feel sad anymore. But depression isn't always just extreme, intense sadness. It can be an unexplainable lack of motivation. It can be feeling okay physically, but not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself, like eat or bathe or leave the house, leave your room. It can be putting yourself on autopilot and doing all of those things because, oh, we have to go to school, or, oh, you have to go to work. But when you're at school or you're at work, you are all but completely disconnected and disassociated. It's like you feel like you're just walking through the halls or the rooms, like almost like a zombie. And some people talk to you and maybe you talk back and you say almost what feels like pre-programmed things, but you're really not fully there. I think all of that is also what depression looks like. At least that's what it's looked like for me in my life. And all of that stems from doing your damnedest to be the people pleaser and doing everything to people please in some attempt to protect yourself from future harm. So I think that is what, I know that's how it manifests for me. That may be how it manifests for you too, if you identify with this archetype at all.
Right. And I am so glad you brought up anxiety and depression, because I think those who identify with this particular superwoman archetype often think that people pleasing is a harmless act of love. But the truth is, it can lead to very serious health issues, including, like you mentioned, anxiety and depression. Because let's be real, it is virtually impossible.
If you're enjoying this episode and are ready to start your journey to healing from the Black Superwoman Syndrome, please join us in the Sister Circle of Healing at shazastrong.com/SOS circle.
Be all the things to all the people and still prioritize your own mental health. Rest and relaxation take a back seat because you are so busy overcommitting, being the queen of I got this or the queen of is handled. and then you're busy yesing all over the place. And all of that goes back to being afraid of people not liking you. It goes back to wanting to make everybody happy and not wanting to hurt anyone's feelings. And all of that goes back to what you learned in childhood. And I can tell you from my personal experience that when you are operating from a place of people pleasing, you will often find yourself angry, resentful, frustrated, burned out, and like Natty said, with little to no motivation to do anything. Now, I don't live with depression, but I do often experience overwhelming feelings of sadness, specifically when I know that I'm not walking in the truth of who I am. And when I'm people pleasing, I am not walking in the truth of who I am. There have been so many nights when I've literally cried myself to sleep because I put everybody's needs before mine during the day. And then at the end of the day, when I lay my head on my pillow, nobody, not one person has even asked me if I needed anything. And I can't blame anybody for that but myself. And that makes me feel sad. It causes me overwhelming feelings of sadness because for the life of me, I cannot understand why I can't say no. For the life of me, I cannot understand why I can't say I don't have time to do a thing. And so, yeah, it causes me overwhelming feelings of sadness. So I think for all of us, we have to examine our relationship. We have to examine, first of all, our relationship with ourselves. Ask yourself, am I giving myself the attention and the care that I need while I'm taking care of everyone else? Then we have to examine our relationships with those we have, with those who have an active role in our lives, from our parents on down, from our parents, our children, our friends, our significant others, everybody. And ask yourself, am I pouring more into them than I'm pouring into myself? And if you are, you need to fix that. So the takeaway and the thing we want you to reflect on. Oh, I'm sorry, Natty. What do you want them to reflect on? You're leading this.
What would be good to reflect upon with this is let me take stock, like you mentioned, of my relationships and what kinds of things are going on in those relationships that may be not healthy. Also, let me reflect upon myself and how I feel in general on the day to day. Do I feel all right? Do I get up, go do what I need to do and feel like I'm fully engaged in my life? And if not, then let's sit with that and think about that and think about why. Do I feel fearful of letting people down? Do I feel fearful of any sort of embarrassment or rejection? And if so, let me sit with that for a minute and think about why. I think those would be good things to reflect on.
I think so too. So reflect on all of those things. And like Natty said, do a deep dive. Do a really deep dive and take note to how you're moving and being throughout the day. Do you find yourself constantly operating from a place of anger, frustration, stress? Are you filled with anxiety and resentment for the people you're doing all the things for? And then ask yourself why. If you find that being a people pleaser is the culprit, then it's time to do the work so that you can live a well-balanced life. Okay? So that's day five. Like we said in previous episodes, if you find yourself in these episodes and you're ready to do the work, we invite you to join us in the Sister Circle of Healing so that you can get the healing that you need. Because y'all, we wear these capes and these masks and we get to a point where we think this is a normal part of life. This is just who I am. But it's not who you are. Superwoman is not who you are. That's what you are.
Yeah, it's how we've been conditioned.
Exactly. That is not who you are. It's what you learned. Just like you learned it, you can unlearn it. And that's what happens in the sister circle of people. So yeah, that's day 5. Meet us right back here tomorrow for day 6.